Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and today I have a show that is going to probably change the course of your life if you're really paying attention. We're going to be talking about the things that most people don't do that if you'll do them, will change your life. What are those things? Well, a whole bunch of things, right? But they're little things. They're small things. You know, it's like if you're on an ocean liner, right, and they turn the stern, you know, just a little bit, right? You know, what 1 degree will take them in a whole new direction over a period of time. And that's what we're going to be talking about for you. What are the things you could do that 1 degree that will change your life in greater ways? Then you're going, well, I don't need to change my life. Okay, I get you. I know you got a great life. But listen, I happen to know some. I've been around for a while and I realize that we're all growing and developing, learning and growing. And if you're not, that's okay. But you know what happens? You get a little tap on the shoulder from the universe or from whatever you call it. And then you get a little slap. Next thing you get knocked down. Pain is a great motivator. So what I do is I help you look at results. Let's just ask yourself, be honest with yourself. What are the results you're getting in your life? Are you getting, you know, is your relationships on fire? Are you just really happy with your relationship with your significant other, your wife, or how about your friends? How about your career? Are you at a 10 in your career? Great if you are, but if you're not, why are you getting the results you're getting? How about your health? You know, I don't know. I'm up in years, right? But I still do triathlons, okay? I'm training with the top people in the world. Why is that? Well, because I know about getting results. See, I grew up in a family where they got results. Well, all of them were obese. That's not what I wanted to be. I wanted to be something different. So look at the results, and that's what we're going to be talking about today, the little things you can do to change your life up. But listen, I'm going to take a break, and then we'll get back to my guest today, who's got a lot of experience on this. We'll be right back.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers from one of the nation's leading financial firms. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Not only can a CGM immediately reduce pain, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. We'll also provide free shipping of your new CGM, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 more times per day and injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call now and learn how to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but 2 Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. and you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call, so please call right now.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. We're talking about doing the things that most people don't do. And my guest today is Mike Alden. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, man. But first off, let me just tell you how impressed I am by this production value. Man. I'm just blown away by what you're doing and what you've done. So kudos to you.
Thanks so much, Mike. Well, Phil, for those of you that don't know Mike, and that's a big compliment coming from him because he's a CEO entrepreneur and three-time Wall Street Journal and USA Today best-selling author. He was named by the Boston Business Journal as one of Boston 40 and under 40. He was the winner of the Smart CEO's Future 50s Award, largely based on his accomplishments of growing a small call center into a multi-million dollar marketing firm. He's, as I said, he's an international bestseller, and he's also got a great show himself. He's been in the business for many, probably over a decade, and and counting, right, Mike?
Yeah.
Anyway, man, it's great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate you having me on, and I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, you know, I love that topic. I mean, you know, so many of us people, you know, we know what to do, but we don't do it. You know, we just don't do what's going to grow our business, but what's going to grow our life, or what's going to make our life more peaceful. Why do you think that is, man?
I think we're scared. I think we're afraid of the work. I also think we're scared because of a few reasons, right? I mean, it's how it can change, but I think we're scared of failure. But I think a lot of people are also scared of success. And, you know, when I look at the things that I've needed to do in my career, in my life, the things that I needed to do in order to move forward in life are usually not fun. They're not exciting. But those are the things that you need to do in order to build a foundation to move forward in life. And, you know, so, you know, in business, nobody talks about the stuff, the behind the scenes stuff of, you know, working with, you know, your accounting staff or working with your IT or your COO and going through kind of the minutia of business. But if you don't go over that stuff, you're going to end up in trouble at some point.
You know, one of the challenges a lot of business owners are is they get too much into minutia. They, you know, the entrepreneur that is doing it all, right? I know I, you know, I been coaching for 26 years as a business and life coach and business strategist. And I just come across that all the time. I get in the minutia. So what's the balance, man? What's the balance in and out?
It's a great, it's a great point. You know, people talk about working in the business and on the business. And you know, I'm a believer in whatever business you're in, you need to know every aspect of the business in order to be successful. You don't necessarily have to be there all the time. And I'm kind of a laissez-faire type guy anyway, hands off, right? But I do understand every aspect of my business, from customer service to sales to shipping to marketing to accounting and everything in between. But I don't do all that stuff. However, if I need to, I will. And I think that's where a lot of people also make a mistake, where they get to a point and they say, well, I don't know, I'm working on my business, I'm not working in my business. Well, you might have to jump back in sometimes, because it's a roller coaster ride. Everything isn't perfect. And sometimes you do need to jump in and do the things that most people want. That's what I've done my whole life. And up until this point, it works.
If it works, yeah. Hopefully it keeps working. Let me back up a little bit with you, Mike, because I don't know your backstory. Like, how'd you get started in business, and then, have your own show, writing books and everything you do?
Yeah, it's an interesting story. So I'm a lawyer by trade. I grew up in the world of direct response. So I got a job pretty much right out of law school, working for a company that was in the world of direct response in selling stuff on television. And it's an understatement to say what I'm about to say. Being thrown in the fire, again, is a real understatement. The day I started with this company, they were sued by the FTC, the FDA, the IRS came behind them, and then the Department of Justice came behind them. And that was kind of my indoctrination into practicing law. But for 5 years, I had to learn every aspect of that business and understand it through and through, so that when it came time to defend the company, which we did successfully for a long time, ultimately they lost this massive case against the FTC. It just, they were going to lose anyway, but we defended for a long time. What I realized in things that I kind of taught myself was that I needed to know every aspect of the business so that I could effectively do my job as a lawyer. They ultimately went out of business in 2008, and then I started my company, Bluebase, what I used to say, in the worst economy in the history of the world, right, up until COVID. And it's interesting, too, about when I started that business, I didn't watch the news. To this day, I pretty much still don't watch the news. I wasn't paying attention to what was going on in the world as far as the real estate market and things like that. I just knew that I wanted to be in business. I knew that I could do a great job. And so I decided to go for it. And I did the classic thing that a lot of entrepreneurs do, right? I closed out my 401k, maxed my credit cards, borrowed a little bit of money from friends and family. I had a little bit of money, but I didn't have, really what it took to really grow a business from, to zero to hundreds of millions. And so that's kind of the Reader's Digest version about you all.
I love it. I love it. Well, so many entrepreneurs, there's a lot of people who want to be entrepreneurs, but they don't have this thing that I call courage, right? I don't know if I call it, it's just called courage. But, from my point of view, courage is this, it's an energy. It's a force. It's a power that we tap into. A lot of people think it's a word. Well, it is a word, but it's so much more. And where do you find your courage, dude? Where does this happen for you?
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, too, because, especially in the world that we're living in, the social media world that we're living in, the word entrepreneur is a sexy thing. Everybody wants to be an entrepreneur. They like telling people that they're an entrepreneur, but most of them aren't. Most of them have no idea what it takes. And most of them don't realize that even when things are going well and you're at the top, it's a lonely place. You'd mentioned pain earlier. It's a painful place. It's not easy, but it is also very rewarding, So you need to really look within and decide when your back's against the wall and when things aren't going well, if you're going to stick it out. That's when I really start to understand or start to really look at people and say, okay, you're an entrepreneur now. Like I don't, most of my businesses, I don't have partners. I didn't really need them, and I don't really like having partners, but a couple I do. And a couple of them, they were entrepreneurs. In fact, one's a lawyer and one's an accountant. And as the businesses have grown, I said, okay, now you're an entrepreneur. Now you know what it takes. When people have the fantasy of being an entrepreneur or being in business, they have that fantasy. They see what they see the results. Right. I think you mentioned results earlier in your monologue. People, they see the results and they want that. And everybody does. Like, why wouldn't you want to be sitting on the top and flying around in jets or whatever it is that, you know, these entrepreneurs are kind of posting on social media? However, what you don't understand is what it took to get there. And that's the hard part, right? So when you're up at night and you're trying to figure out how to make payroll and you don't have the cash, but you figure it out, that's kind of, you know, a stepping stone for you as an entrepreneur. When you have no cash coming in and you need to sustain life and you figure that out, that's great. When there are multiple fires coming at you all at the same time, and you figure out how to put those fires out, then okay, you know, maybe you're starting to become an entrepreneur. But again, I'll see this, and a lot of people don't. I don't hear a lot of people say what I'm going to say. It's just not easy, and it is lonely, and it is painful, very painful. You know, I talked about just a second ago about payroll. You know, I talked about this in my first book. There was a point where I had 200 employees, and I used to wake up every morning at 3:30 in the morning Eastern Standard Time. I'm just north of Boston, to check my bank account, which was actually on the West Coast, but it deposited overnight there. So I would get up at 3:30 and check the bank account to make sure that we had funds for whatever it is we need to. One day, I woke up in the morning, by the way, on my couch in my basement because my marriage was pretty much over. And I looked at my phone and we were negative $143,000 and my payroll was $250. And I had about 190 employees and I didn't have the money. Like, there was no possibility. I didn't have backups. I didn't have some secret bank account. I didn't have any. My house was only worth $300,000 at the time. Right. And
I'm waiting to hear the punchline in this. So what happened, man?
Yeah. And so what happened was, is actually, I had a company or a gentleman, actually, what do you call him? A gentleman. He's a piece of shit. I'm just going to leave it at that. And so I went to him and I said, look, I need about $700,000. And he said, well, wait a minute, you already owe me 1.1. And I said, well, you know, look, just frame the story. You know, when someone finances you, that are they're an actual bank or they're really sophisticated, they'll do a lot of different things, but they'll collateralize against your business, right? So basically, what that means is if things go wrong, they can step in your shoes, right? And so this guy and this company had that, you know, for me. And I said to him, I said, look, you know, the asset that you're securing against,
yeah.
Well, if you don't give me this money, I know I owe you 1.1. If you don't give me this money, then that asset will essentially just blow up. Because if I don't cover payroll, then product doesn't ship, phones don't get answered, sales don't happen, customer service doesn't happen, credit cards don't get processed, and it'll just spiral out of control. And he said, no. He actually said, no. I said, okay. Yep. Listen, he was in Malibu. I said, I'll be here when you hop on your plane and fly out to Boston and take over the business. And good luck, right? Yeah. And we hung up. And about an hour later, his right-hand man called me. He says, are you serious? I'm like, so of course I'm serious. I assure you my bank account, I'm negative 143. If we don't cover it, it was a Wednesday, that's when payroll comes up. If we don't come up with this money in the next 24 hours, things are going to get real ugly. And I talk about this again in my first book. And he ultimately did. He covered it. But he also, he did give me some cash and some great advice as a young entrepreneur. He said, look, I'm going to cover it. I'm not going to give you 700, but I am going to cover it. And I'm going to also give you some additional money so you can buy product because you'll run a low on product. But you need to make some tough decisions. You need to lay people off. You need to cut salaries. You need to cut costs. You need to do all these things. Because after this, I'm not really going to be able to give you additional resources. And so I did, and we made it through, you know. And that's just one instance.
That's a great wake up story, you know, because you had things going on that you were coasting and that, you know, they just need to be addressed. And, you know, it got painful because you had to address them, is what I get. Listen, I got to take a quick break. We'll come back and finish that story and the lessons learned from that amazing story.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers from one of the nation's leading financial firms. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Not only can a CGM immediately reduce pain, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. We'll also provide free shipping of your new CGM, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar four more times per day and injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call now and learn how to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything: Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams, and if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force, and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're tuned in to Ken D. Foster, Voices of Courage. My guest today is Mike Alden. And before I get to Mike, I just want to give a shout out for a couple of my stations out there that are doing a great job for us. I want to give a shout out to UK Health Network. Congratulations on your new distribution of 185 million. That's amazing. Congratulations. BBS Radio, thank you for being our show distributor for so many years. E360 TV. Who else? Our new addition, Pizzazz TV. Thank you for bringing us on to Pizzazz. Now we got that national exposure. That's awesome. And who else? I don't know. AMFM 247. Lots of you guys. Thank you so much for all you do for us. Mike, all right. You know, that story is a powerful story. It's filled with, I'm sure, a lot of lessons for you. So what was the takeaway for you from that story?
Well, you know, there are several things, but I think one of the biggest things was I wasn't paying attention to my business. I had no idea, one, how much money we actually owed this guy that was essentially car factory for us or financing us, right? I didn't realize how big it was growing. I was just talking about this on Clubhouse yesterday. You know, so when you grew up the way I grew up, which is you know, very, very poor, with absolutely nothing, surrounded by crime, drugs, violence, you know, state housing, Section 8. I mean, it's pretty bad, right? And so when you go from that to then generating millions of dollars, and it wasn't quick, it wasn't overnight, but when you start doing that, you start seeing all that money coming in. I had seen my previous bosses that I was in the house with. I watched them destroy everything because they also weren't paying attention to the business. But it's really seductive when you go from, you know, zero to millions fairly quickly when we launched the business. And so you think everything's great. But, you know, when you first start, you don't have accountants and you don't have CPAs looking at stuff. It's just really kind of me and some other executives and people working at the call center. So what I realized was that I just wasn't paying attention to the numbers. I mean, at one point we were spending $600,000 a week in media, and I was losing two, and I didn't realize it. And until I got to that point, you know, where this, you know, guy said to me, "Hey, Buff, you know, I'm going to give you this money, but you need to make those tough decisions." So really, kind of the takeaway is that you do need to pay attention to your business, and you do need to ask the questions that sometimes you just don't want the answer, right? Because you know you need to ask the question. You know the answer is not going to be what you want to see her. And that's a difficult thing to kind of grapple with. You know, earlier you were kind of touching upon this thing, you know, so ask those questions. And because if you don't, what I tell people all the time, if you get to a point like where I got to at negative 143,000, you're at a point where other people are making decisions for you. And you just don't want to be in that. You don't want to be in that position. You want to be able to make the decision with yourself. You can't even make the decision if you don't ask the right questions and pay attention to your business.
Yeah. So all of you, I want to thank you for tuning in. Again, let your family and friends know about this show, please. That helps everybody uplift their thinking. If you're an entrepreneur, this is a show that you want to replay a couple times, pass it to your entrepreneurial friends or those that want to be an entrepreneur. You can tell Alexa to play Voices of Courage podcast. It'll come right up. Same with Siri and all the other ones. So till next time, continue to see and look for. See the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Take care. Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and today I have a show that is going to probably change the course of your life if you're really paying attention. We're going to be talking about the things that most people don't do that if you'll do them, will change your life. What are those things? Well, a whole bunch of things, right? But they're little things. They're small things. You know, it's like if you're on an ocean liner, right, and they turn the stern, you know, just a little bit, right? You know, what 1 degree will take them in a whole new direction over a period of time. And that's what we're going to be talking about for you. What are the things you could do that 1 degree that will change your life in greater ways? Now you're going, well, I don't need to change my life. Okay, I get you. I know you got a great life. But listen, I happen to know some. I've been around for a while and I realize that we're all growing and developing, learning and growing. And if you're not, that's okay. But you know what happens? You get a little tap on the shoulder from the universe or from whatever you call it. And then you get a little slap. Next thing you get knocked down. Pain is a great motivator. So what I do is I help you look at results. Let's just ask yourself, be honest with yourself. What are the results you're getting in your life? Are you getting, you know, is your relationships on fire? Are you just really happy with your relationship with your significant other, your wife? Or how about your friends? How about your career? Are you at a 10 in your career? Great if you are, but if you're not, why are you getting the results you're getting? How about your health? You know, I don't know. I'm up in years, right? But I still do triathlons. Okay, I'm training with the top people in the world. Why is that? Well, because I know about getting results. See, I grew up in a family where they got results. Well, all of them were obese. That's not what I wanted to be. I wanted to be something different. So look at the results, and that's what we're going to be talking about today, the little things you can do to change your life up. But listen, I'm going to take a break, and then we'll get back to my guest today, who's got a lot of experience on this. We'll be right back.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers from one of the nation's leading financial firms. That's right, free. This book reveals little known truths about annuities in simple to understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
Well, I love where we're going with this. So I'm going to go down the question piece. I wrote a book called Ask and You Will Succeed, 1001 Ordinary Questions to Create Extraordinary Results, because I found that the power of question and the questions that you ask honestly determine the quality of your business, the quality of your life, the quality of your relationships, and just about everything else. What are some of the questions that you ask yourself, maybe even getting into a business or on a daily basis or when you're in that business? I know it's kind of a broad question, but what are the most important questions that you ask as an entrepreneur on a daily basis? Let's just go there.
Yeah. You know, one of the kind of the biggest ones that I would usually asking myself is, you know, am I involved in activity that doesn't result in accomplishment, right? Because we can get really, really busy in anything, but there's really no accomplishment. But your brain doesn't realize that because it feels like you're getting stuff accomplished. You're really not. And so you have to step back and say, what I'm doing today, is it going to get me forward? Is it going to progress my business? Is it going to lead to the result that I'm looking for? Versus, am I just literally just doing busy work? And a lot of people are just doing busy work and they don't understand why they're not successful or they're not growing or they're not happy. Because at the end of the day, they're just doing stuff that doesn't matter. And so what else do you ask, right? It's funny, the title of my first clip is Ask More, Get More. You have to really ask yourself these questions. And you have to be honest with yourself, which most of us aren't. Again, it's hard to do. But if you're not honest with yourself, then you're not being honest with anybody. And so you have to be able to step back and reflect on the decisions that you're making and the activity that you're involving, you personally, no one else. And only you can make that decision, and only you can ask those questions, because no one else is going to ask them. Because a lot of times they don't even know what to ask. You do. And so when you're looking at whether it's business or just the personal relationships, like you mentioned, you have to ask yourself the tough questions. Is this the right balloon being? Am I happy about being here? Is the activity that I'm involved in, is it going to get me again to where I want to go? And if the answer is no, then you need to make different decisions or step back and, go back to the drawing board and say, well, all right, this wasn't working. Let's try it this way.
Well, that's great advice. You know, I think one of the greatest success stoppers is what we're talking about is distractions, right? People get distracted for all kinds of reasons, okay? There's a lot of gold, shiny objects out there, that look good, in the moment. But is it really what you're saying? Is it really taking me to my goal, taking me to be where I need to go?
I suffer with shiny objects and gold.
Yeah, well, I do too. But I have three words in my vocabulary that are really powerful words. It's resist, resist, resist. I don't know where I got that from, but those are good words to have, especially when you're in that place. You're feeling like you need a distraction, right? Yeah, yeah. Hey, let's talk about goals a little bit. I met a woman. Her name was Louise Hay. I met her when she was in her 70s, and she. A lot of people don't know who Louise Hay is, but she's the. I think she was in her 60s when she started one of the largest personal development publishing houses in the world, Hay House. Hay House has outlived her by far, and at the time it was doing about $100 billion, and I. Was in her penthouse interviewing Louise in overlooking Balboa Park here in San Diego. And I said, Louise, tell me about goals. You must sell a lot of goals. She looked at me like a little cross-eyed and said, Ken, I don't set any goals. She said, and I said, oh, really? I said, well, how do you run your business? She says, I run it from the inside out. I tune into my intuition and I run my business. Now, I've interviewed hundreds of people, and there's only one other person that I've ever interviewed that said that I don't do goals. So most of us do goals. What do you do, Mike? What do you set goals? Do you set plans? How do you run on intuition mostly?
I guess I'm number three, Maren.
Love it.
One of the first books I read was The Magic of Thinking Big, and there's they talk a lot about goal setting there, and I've actually had an opportunity to hang out with Zig Ziglar when he was here several times and read his books. And there's all these other books that are out there that talk about goal setting. Write it down. And there's something psychologically that happens with your brain. Write it down and make sure you use it. Through black ink. Okay, look, I'm not disagreeing with all that stuff. I don't sit down and write goals. And maybe I should. I don't know, but I just don't. Because... I operate, and again, it's probably, I'm a pretty candid person. I operate under what I call organized chaos. My whole life is pretty much that way. And so I think of an idea or a business, right? And I had someone ask me at one point, we were going to sell a business. He said, Mike, I need to ask you a tough question. I said, okay, great. Well, look, it's the question. He said, do you consider yourself more of a COO type? Are you the one that's going to implement, or are you more of the kind of the grand big idea, let's lead this forward type? And I said, I guess I'm the latter, right? And so I usually see a business or I have an idea, and I get it to a point where the rest of my team takes over. And so, I'm not being 100%, I guess, honest when I talk about goals, because, when we're running our business, we're looking at the numbers and we say, okay, so we want to do X amount of revenue. That's a goal that I do certainly set. But for me personally, I just don't, if you're a triathlete, when I was in really good shape, the best shape of my life, which I did Body for Life by EAS, You know, there are goals and there are things that you need to do on a day-to-day basis. So I think that goals are important for people, and I think that they do add structure to life, but I just don't. I have more of an image or a vision of where I want to be, but not necessarily a goal.
Well, you know, that's interesting. I used to set a lot of goals. I don't set so many goals now. I set intention. And I like what you said, out of organized chaos, right? Because, you know, it's out of the void. It's out of that space of creativity, actually, where an all possibility lies. And so for me, it's asking what-if questions. You know, what if I were able to do this? What if I was able to expand my business exponentially? Those kind of questions seem to work for me. So, yeah, we're all different, but, you know, that works for me a little bit.
Well, so...
I gotta take a quick break, and we'll come back. What are you gonna say before I take the break?
Okay, we'll go. I'll remember.
Okay, all right. Well, we're gonna have to find out what's in Mike's brain when we come back.
Imagine this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're gonna take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken B. Foster. We're talking to Mike Alden. He's a serial entrepreneur, very successful entrepreneur. He's got his own radio podcast out there, and he's telling us about some of the success secrets of the little things that he does a little different than most people that are not successful. So I hope you're listening to what Mike's saying. We played this a few times. In fact, pass it on to your family and friends that are entrepreneurs that really want to learn how to be an entrepreneur. Mike, what was in your brain right before we went to break there?
Well, you know, you said you ask yourself questions. Again, we both have books with the title Asking It, right? And so, you know, asking that question really is also a form, I guess, of a goal setting. It's just not the traditional way of writing it down and saying, all right, here, you know, what am I going to do today and things like that. So I'm more of, again, I think you and I both subscribe to it, of just asking the questions. How do I feel today? You know, what am I going to do today? You know, is what I'm doing, you know, something that makes me feel good, you know? And, you know, if you don't like the answers, then you just need to change your behavior. So I'm more of someone who changes his behavior, but I also am very self-aware of destructive behavior, of things that I do that are somewhat self-sabotage, and we all do it. But I'm very aware of it. And you know, people talk about coaches and stuff. Look, I go to a therapist, right? And we have these conversations. They're like, Mike, you know, why did you do that? You know, why did you give that up? Or why did you? Why are you? For me, I'll be honest with you, I'm too generous with people, and sometimes I've given away things that I should have just never done. And because of the way I grew up, or I always just want to help people, and which is fine, and it's an honorable thing, but sometimes I take it too far, and we're still working on why.
Well, I commend you, man. You know, the one of the things I like about Mike Alden is he's very transparent, very honest, and, you know, that connotes trust for all of us. So, you know, you're doing a lot of things that people aren't doing. You're stepping into therapy. You're turning off TV. You're questioning yourself. You're looking at what's working, what's not working, where you can improve. There's a whole bunch of pieces that you seem to bring into your life that, quite frankly, a lot of people aren't doing. Other pieces, and maybe another tip or two that you do that maybe others aren't doing that you think is creating success for you?
Yeah, I mean, just it kind of reiterates what I was saying earlier, is that I think there's a school of thought, you know, because a lot of people, again, you hear a lot of Clubhouse, where you and I met, people thought about working in the business versus on the business. And, you know, and people, I think they just say that, right? But again, I believe that you have to be willing. Look, if you're in war, right, and you look at, the hierarchy, right, you look at a general. Okay, the general, right, is usually the one that's just giving the directions. The general is telling you what to do and how to do it, and you know, and it goes down into me. Now, if the general, when things go horribly wrong and they're losing, if that general is willing to jump in the trenches with you, grab whatever weapon and battle with you side by side, that's the type of person that I want to be, and those are the type of people that encourage me and inspire me. And so the things that I've learned is that I will be in the trenches with you. You know, I told the story in my first book, Ask More, Get More. One of my first jobs was at Chuck E. Cheese. I was 14. I forged my birth certificate to get a job there because I grew up poor, and there was an instance where we had two kind of garbage disposals, and one of them, they inadvertently put all of the food in the one that should have been recycled, and so the manager decided that we needed to just take it out. And by the way, it's July, that had been sitting there a few days, and so he was like, "Well, we need to just take out and put it in the other one." But everyone just ran, and I'm like, "I'll do it." He said, "You'll do it?" He said, "Sure." And let me tell you why I decided to do it. One, poor kid, growing up, you know, nothing. I looked at it like I had more hours, right? So I literally put myself in like a trash bag, a couple trash bags. I jumped into the dumpster and I just moved them from one to the other. People were coming out looking at me. This is before they didn't have, you know, those camera phones. People were out there looking at me, thought I was crazy. It was disgusting. It smelled. But here's the thing that happened. One, my manager and managers realized that I am willing to do what it takes, right? And so what did they do? When it was time to send people home, right, they didn't send me home. I stayed there, even if there was no work. And so by the time I left that business, when I was 17, they thought I was 18, I was effectively running the kitchen. And it's little moments like that that people don't understand. When you see something that seems like a job or seems like a task you don't want to do, but your superiors asked you to do it, I look at that as an opportunity. So many people look at that stuff and say, "Well, I'm a PhD, I'm an MD, I'm this, I'm that, I'm a lawyer, okay, I get it, but I will take the trash out, I will vacuum in the office, I will clean the toilets, I will get on my hands and knees to do what it takes in order to move forward." A lot of people just won't do that.
Well, you know, I've come across a lot of people with the mindset over the years, mindset that they don't want to be a manager. They don't want to go, you know, "Oh, there's too much headaches. The managers turn over. I'm in this company for the long run. I'm just going to do my little job and be there." I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but from my point of view, there's a piece of me that it says that it seems like there's a lack of courage or a lack of something there. Yeah, I'm not, you know, I mean, maybe I am judging it, but it's come across me enough times, and I look at these folks, and most of them are, they're not happy. They're, you know, they're overeating, they're over drinking, they're over, you know, buying and shopping and stuff, and they're in a place, you know, and I look at that and I say, "Man, I wish I had some words to give you. To help you to say enough of that thinking, you know, do what Mike just did, to hop in the trash can and do whatever it takes." It's, you know, going into something new is always, it's like going into the garbage can, man. Going into something new is just like that. You go in the void, you don't know what's in there. You don't know if it's going to stink. You don't know if it's going to be good. You don't know anything, but you take it anyway. What's your thought on
it? Well, I want to just, let me also just finish that story too, okay?
Yeah.
So my first book, titled Ask More, Get More, I went to a mastermind in New York City that I didn't want to go to, by the way. And one of the guys read the book and he reached out to me and said, "Hey, Mike, I read your book, loved it. would you like me to get it to Nolan Bushnell? Maybe he'll endorse it. And I'm like, who's Nolan Bushnell? He's like, he's the founder of Atari in this other company called Chuck E. Cheese's. Nolan Bushnell read the book, loved the story, and not only endorsed the book, but, you know, I haven't texted him in a while, but I developed a relationship with him. And it probably would have never happened if I hadn't have jumped into that big, you know, garbage container as a result, you know, of my willingness to do what it takes. And you, so like you said, you just don't know where it will take you when you do those things. And so to answer your question though, is that no one else can do it for you, right? You have to do it yourself. So whether it is you read a book or whether you have a coach, like someone like yourself, a peak performance coach, you know, a lot of times you do need that push, right? Because again, I talk about me with a therapist. You know, I go to a therapist to make myself better, right? And it's not even necessarily even about happiness. In fact, my therapist doesn't even believe in happiness, which is a whole other weird thing. But you need someone to push you sometimes. Some of us do, some of us don't. I say most of us probably do. But once you are pushed and you do realize that you need to do these things, then only you can do it. You know, I had a brother that died of an overdose. And you know, my family members would say, Mike, you need to talk to him. You need to get through to him. And I said, oh, okay, you know, and I did. But then I realized that at a certain point in his life, and it wasn't a matter of if, it was a matter of when, because he just made the decision that that's it. You know, he just going to continue to do what he was doing. When I was his age, I was committing crimes. I was getting in trouble. I was stealing. I was fighting. I was doing all the stuff that you do when you grow up the way I grew up. But I did make a decision when I was about 15 years old. It's hard. At 47, I'm still talking about it. But I did make a decision when I was 15 that I didn't want to be that kid anymore. I made the decision. No one else made it for me.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, my, you know, I tell my friends that my dad was LAP 48 years, LAPD. And, you know, I joke with my friends. I say, you know, I was paroled into his custody.
Yeah.
You and I have a lot in common as a kid. I'll tell you that.
That's funny.
But you know, it's not about what we've been. It's about what we do today. It's about looking at our lives on a consistent basis. Because I do every day. You probably do too. You just said you did. You know, I look at my life and I try to be aware of where I can improve on a continuous basis. You know, by no means am I perfect, but I can tell you this: I'm a lot better than I was last year and the year before. And the year before, and the year before, because it's the one degree turn. You know, you're not going to change everything in a day, but if you turn one degree, you just turn a little bit, and over a period of time, we change and we look back and I look back and go, wow, you became the person that you always wanted to be. That's pretty cool. You're running the businesses I want to run. That's pretty cool. So, speaking about businesses and everything. I'd be remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about your book. We got just a few minutes left, but tell us about your latest book and where people can get it and what are the benefits to the audience?
Well, you know, it's funny. I mean, here it is right here. And, you know, we were talking about it earlier. It's called Blueprint to Business. And, you know, it really is. It's an entrepreneur's guide.
Mike, go ahead, put that on screen a little longer there so my audience can see it and then tell them where you can get it.
Yeah, so the book is available pretty much everywhere. You could just Google Blueprint to Business, or you just Google me. It's available where all books are sold. It's been out for a couple of years. But what I really like about this book is that it truly is, and it's exactly what we're talking about. It's an entrepreneur's guide, you know, to doing the things that most people want. And I talk about that stuff in the book. You know, my second book, 5% More, is very similar to what you're just talking about. Like that book. If I had to pick of the three, I really like that one because it's exactly the philosophy that you're talking about. What I realized is there's a lot of people out there talking about things like you need to go all in, you need to be 100%, you need to pen up to your fair actions. That stuff doesn't work. It doesn't work scientifically, it doesn't work. Physiologically, it doesn't work, right? But what does work is what you just said, right? You just do a little bit more each and every day. You get a little bit better each and every day. If you're in sales, yeah, I heard Ed Milet just wrote his book, right? And it's very similar. Look, we all, you know, I was saying to somebody, I'm like, man, like, you know, ask more, get more. I saw this other guy wrote this other book, Ask, and all this other stuff. We've all learned it from somebody else. It's just our version of what it is. There is no new pill, powder, or potion as it relates to success. In fact, Harvey McKay said that at an event that I spoke at. But what I know works scientifically works. And this is what you just said. If you just do a little bit more each and every day. And here's the other thing, too, that I need people to understand. And you said you're not perfect. I'm far from perfect as well. I screw up every day. I make mistakes every single day. And I'm well aware of it. For me, unfortunately, I have an addictive personality, I think. But I'm not really necessarily addicted to anything other than food, right? So for me, I'm a big dude. If I don't eat properly, the next day I feel like total crap. But I do it all the time. And so, what I can do is I could give up and just say, you know what, I'm just going to be a mess and just eat horribly. Or I could say, all right, you screwed up, let's start over. And I think a lot of people also, when they screw up, they stay there. Just because that's why the diet industry is so massive. That's why you continue to see companies and pills and all this other stuff, because people screw up and then they give up.
I say, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, I come from a very loving family and, you know, bless their hearts, most of them are obese, you know? And, that was my blueprint growing up. My grandma, who I loved so much, she's just a big girl, you know? And, I remember putting my arms around her. I couldn't even put them all the way around, you know? I like you. I've done what you've done, right? You know, I just looked at it and never, you know, if they put anything on my epitaph, it'll say he never quit. He never gave up. You know, I just keep moving it, moving the needle, like you said. You know, my same thing with the weight thing, man. I've been doing the yo-yo thing for many years, but now I'm settled in, right? You know,
but I'm having a group. Can I ask you a question?
It's a tough time, right? Took time, man. Took
years.
Years. Yeah, it wasn't overnight. It wasn't like, oh, I'm doing it all today. I tried that. Never worked. Hey, listen, man, I got to go. We got 2 minutes to wrap up. Final thoughts, Mike?
You know, boy, final thoughts. You know, I think it just goes back to kind of just what I said. Whenever it is that you're going through, if you're struggling, whether it be financially, if you're struggling personally, if your business isn't really where you need it to be, there's a couple things that I would do. It goes back to what I was saying, which is ask yourself the tough questions, because you don't want someone else asking the questions for you. You don't want other people making the decisions for you. And then once you ask those questions, you know, we didn't talk a lot about this, but then you do need to take the action. You do need to move forward. And again, follow the principles that we just talked about. We didn't spend a ton of time on it, but it's taking those little steps, those what I like to call micro successes, compounding on them, and then just doing that over time. And if you do screw up, that's okay. Go back to tomorrow and just start over.
I love it. Mike Alden, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. Great interview. And for those of you who'd like to find out more about Mike, just go to MikeAlden.com, MikeAlden.com, and connect with Mike. He's got some great information for you. All right, Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. So all of you, I want to thank you for tuning in. Again, let your family and friends know about this show, please. That helps everybody uplift their thinking. If you're an entrepreneur, this is a show that you want to replay a couple times. Pass it to your entrepreneurial friends or those that want to be an entrepreneur. You can tell Alexa to play Voices of Courage podcast. It'll come right up. Same with Siri and all the other ones. So till next time, continue to see and look for. See the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Take care.